Well, hello everyone. This is Dawn with the Nash Chat, and I am so excited to have Caroline Geronimus, the communications manager from Cheekwood, and my friend with us here today. Hi, Caroline.
Hi, Dawn. Thank you for having me.
So you and I guess we've known each other for about a year or so now. We've had lots of fun over at Cheekwood, and I know you guys keep all the families in Nashville entertained throughout the year.
Absolutely. Yes. We've enjoyed, you know, getting to know you over the last year and getting to know your kiddos and your family. And yes, you said it. Cheekwood is a perfect place for the whole family. We offer, you know, programs and events for all ages and truly just, you know, aim to be a place in this community where guests can just come out and just kind of, you know, take a breather, unwind, maybe put down your phones for a minute and just enjoy, you know, the peace and tranquility of Cheekwood.
Definitely. Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. I've loved too. We kind of have another connection of your family is originally from my hometown, Greenville, South Carolina.
Yes, that's correct. Both of my parents are from South Carolina. I still have relatives there. My siblings and I were all born in Nashville. So we are born and raised Nashvillians, which is kind of rare these days. But yeah, so I, you know, as a kid went to summer camp at Cheekwood and, you know,
grew up. I didn't know that.
I did. Yeah. So, you know, having the opportunity to come back as an adult and work for the marketing department at Cheekwood and, you know, promote summer camps and promote our education initiatives and family programs and festivals has been extremely rewarding to me to kind of come full circle and be back at Cheekwood in this capacity and serve the community in this way.
Well, you're doing a great job at your position. And how long have you been at Cheekwood now?
I have been here a little over 3 years, and in my role as the communications manager, I work to just kind of keep the public updated on everything with Cheekwood, you know, sending press releases, working on our email communications. So if you subscribe to Cheekwood eBlasts, those are coming from me. We have a fantastic marketing team at Cheekwood that is running our social media, our graphic design, our advertising campaigns, our blogs, our website, all of that fun stuff is all in-house at Cheekwood, run by a team of 5 of us. So it's a really fun environment to be in, and we have a good time. It's busy, but it's always fun.
Definitely. I know I'm, you know, regularly looking at your website, seeing what events are coming up. And I am telling you what, you guys have something all the time. There's never a dull moment.
That is correct. We are always planning something, always adding in new elements, always trying to reach new areas of the community, you know, kind of focus on our families, our teachers, our students, our, you know, millennials, our kids, you know, we're just always trying to, you know, make sure everybody has something to come out and see and enjoy at Cheekwood.
Every season I say, oh, I think spring is my favorite at Cheekwood. I think winter, you know, there's every single season, there's just something so exciting. Although I have to say, if I had to pick just one, I'm going to have to go with fall. I think fall is my favorite at Cheekwood. There's just something about being outside during that time. It's a little bit cooler and just so many beautiful colors. Can you share with us what all is coming up at Cheekwood?
Sure. And you know, that's so funny you say that because often internally at Cheekwood, our team is constantly talking about how much they love fall as well. I think it's pretty much across the board, just an exciting time for everyone, you know, as the seasons begin to change and we start to look forward to a little bit of a break from this, you know, summer heat. And there is just something about the fall season that is just so exciting and fun. And we celebrate the fall season with our Cheekwood Harvest Festival, which starts September 21st and runs daily through October 27th. And with that festival, we have a famous pumpkin house, which has become a Nashville favorite these last few years that'll be returning this year. It's a 12-foot tall house comprised of hundreds of pumpkins with a thatched roof and little windows. You can walk through it, get your photo with the house, and then kind of meander around the pumpkin patch, pick out your pumpkins that you can purchase on site, and really just kind of be immersed in that pumpkin experience. I mean, it's just so visual and so fun. and makes, you know, for some great family photo ops. And then also you're knocking out, you know, getting your pumpkins done for pumpkin carving season. And then in the gardens, we have 5,000 mums throughout the property that are just so colorful, so visual. And instantly when you walk through, you just are immediately, you know, in the fall spirit with all of those, you know, bright fall colors, especially as the leaves begin to change. I do think it is probably one of my favorite times to be outside at Cheekwood is, you know, as the fall season, you know, approaches. We also have a beer garden, which has really become a community favorite these last couple of years. We'll have live bluegrass music out by the picnic tables in the beer garden. So you can, you know, visit a food truck, get some food, enjoy, you know, a seasonal craft beer or a cocktail, and sit under string lights and sit at a picnic table with your family or friends and listen to live bluegrass music and just really enjoy being outside and enjoy, you know, the beautiful fall weather in Nashville.
So many exciting things. I am a little bit team summer still. I'm not ready to give it up, but with all the talk of all the fun stuff coming up at Cheekwood this fall, you are making me a little bit more ready for it.
It is, you know, we do like to gradually, you know, get people ready for it. It's funny, the first few weeks of harvest do tend to still be pretty warm. And I think when you come out, you're instantly put in the fall spirit, but you know, with Nashville weather, oftentimes it'll still be in the 80s and you'll, you know, be still pretty warm out at the pumpkin patch. But, you know, whether it is still pretty hot or cool, you definitely will get in the autumn spirit, you know, as soon as you step out at Cheekwood. Another really fun component of our Cheekwood Harvest Festival that really engages with our community is our scarecrow feature.
Oh, yes.
We've been doing these for many years now, and our scarecrows are created and designed by different organizations within the Nashville community. So Girl Scout troops, Boy Scout troops, churches, clubs, schools, what have you, they will all come together and we provide the basic materials and then we just let them, you know, use their creativity and imaginations to create a scarecrow on their own. And then we display them at Cheekwood on a scarecrow trail, and they are so fun. And it's really neat to walk through and see which organization created each one. And I mean, each year they just keep getting better and better. I'm just always amazed by, you know, the scarecrows that our groups come up with. They're always fun. And those are also, you know, those will definitely get you in the fall spirit.
They're so creative. I love all the different materials that they use. And it's always so fun to walk around and see all the different scarecrows and, you know, everyone kind of votes on which one is their favorite.
Yes, they are. It's really fun. And it's just a great way to, you know, engage with the community.
Another one of my favorite programs that you all offer is the Tuesday for Tots. Sadly, my kiddos are a little too old for it, but sometimes I pop in and maybe read a story and hang out with the little ones. Tell our listeners who may not have been before what that is and what all is included.
Sure. Tuesdays for Tots is a great program for families with kids that are not quite in school full time yet. You know, for those that haven't started grade school yet, you can bring your kids in every Tuesday between 10 a.m. and noon. It's just drop-in style. And this is a free feature for our members, or it is included with general admission if you're not yet a member with us. And we like to say, you know, make the mess and we'll clean it up. We offer a different art activity each week that is always thoughtfully planned with the season or whatever art exhibition we have going on. It's always intentionally planned and it's always a different craft every week. And we have fantastic, docents that read storybooks that tie with the theme of the craft, or we'll have special guests like when we have you visit us. And it really is just a fun chance for families to come out and, you know, get some fresh air or, you know, come to our art studios and enjoy creating a craft, and then you get to take the craft home and we'll clean up the mess. So it's kind of a win-win, and we've created a wonderful community through that. I know a lot of families have enjoyed connecting, especially if you're new to Nashville. and have a little one, it's a great way to come and let them kind of play and let you also connect with other parents as well.
Definitely. And I love that, you know, it's inside. So if you're trying to beat the heat or when it gets colder outside and you need some activity, it's always a good one to get over there and do. And like you say, it's a great way to meet other moms or other caretakers. I know sometimes a nanny or babysitter or grandparent may bring the kiddos too.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. And when the weather's nice, we capitalize on that and we'll host the activity outdoors in the garden so that you're getting some fresh air. Or if it is cooler or far too hot to be outside, we'll utilize our new Brist Learning Center art studios, which have been wonderful.
Well, you mentioned a minute ago about membership, and we are members and just love having a membership there. What are some of the benefits of having a membership to Cheekwood?
Sure. We always encourage families to become members at Cheekwood because you are able to access the gardens unlimited throughout the year. General admission is included with a membership, unlimited. So you can come out and walk the gardens any day. During our seasonal festivals, you receive free admission into that. When we are opening a new exhibition or seasonal festival, we'll often host special preview days for our members to come get a sneak peek, or we'll offer, you know, exclusive access to tickets ahead of the public on sale date. We'll offer specific member days where we open on Mondays just for our members. Typically, we are closed to the public on Mondays, but once a season, we open on Mondays just for our members and offer tours and refreshments and music and just as a way to thank our members for supporting Cheekwood. It really is a wonderful, wonderful membership to have in the community because it's just a great place to come out and you know, just enjoy the seasons, enjoy the gardens, enjoy our art exhibitions. And we also offer a Thursday night out program through the end of October that is free for members as well, where we stay open until 9 p.m. and we have live music and food trucks, and that's included with a membership as well. So definitely worth the money and a great opportunity, you know, to bring the family out many times throughout the year.
Right. Because like you say, there's something to do all the time. And if you're going to go at least one time and have a family of four, it's worth getting the membership right there because you've almost paid for it. So
you're exactly right. If you visit more than once, it definitely is worth becoming a member.
Well, you've mentioned several different components of Cheekwood, but what would you say is your favorite?
I love our Wisteria Arbor, which is the area on the left side of our mansion, and it overlooks the west side of the property, and all you see is rolling hills and trees, and it truly is just, you feel like you've escaped the city. As far as you can see, it's just beautiful trees. And it is just such an iconic Cheekwood view, in my opinion. It's absolutely stunning no matter which season. It's just a beautiful outdoor arbor area that you can kind of just go and clear your mind and really just take in those beautiful views and look out over the Percy Warner Park tree line that you can see off in the distance. And it truly feels like you are just in another time and place. I also love our seasonal festivals. I would say spring and fall are my favorite. In the spring, we have over 100,000 tulips in the gardens that are so colorful and beautiful. And it's always fun to get outside in the spring, you know, once you're kind of enjoying some warmer weather after the long winter that you've just had. And then again, with the fall, with Cheekwood Harvest, there's just something about that season that can't be beat, just with everything that comes with the harvest season in the South, I think is just so fun. But truly, I mean, all times at Cheekwood are fun. Like you said, the holidays are so fun with our holiday lights, a million lights in the gardens and our real reindeer and Santa. That's also a magical time as well. So truly, it's always a beautiful time at Cheekwood, but I would say those are my favorite things.
Recently on my Instagram stories, I was asking people, like I said, I'm going to one of my favorite places today. Where do you think it would be? And of course, so many people said Cheekwood because I'm always talking about Cheekwood or sharing about Cheekwood. And so they know that it's one of my favorite. And even you mentioning those reindeer, that's just getting me excited too. So lots of fun to come.
Yes, there is always something up ahead at Cheekwood. That's for sure. Like you said, we've got a lot of programs and events, and we really just try to make the most of each season and offer something for the community just to come out and just really kind of, you know, take in each of the four seasons. That's something I love most about Nashville is that we truly have four seasons here, and we definitely, you know, make the most of each of the seasons at Cheekwood.
Definitely. One of my very favorite exhibits you all have had is the most recent, the storybook houses. I think those have been so neat, so much fun. I feel like everybody has been sharing about them. They're just, that's been a really fun one. And we'll be sad to see those go, but they, I know everyone's made the most out of the time there too.
Yes. So those are up through September 1st. So definitely if you haven't gotten a chance to see them yet, come on out and check out the storybook houses. They truly are fun for all ages. I say even adults, you know, can appreciate them because they are modeled after those classic storybooks like Charlotte's Web and Dr. Seuss and The Little Engine That Could, and those books that all of us really, you know, can appreciate and remember reading as kids.
So fun. What are some of the behind the scenes at Cheekwood that maybe guests would not realize or appreciate?
Sure. Well, definitely, you know, to host these seasonal festivals, it takes an army of people, you know, working all the time. We have, you know, dozens of gardeners out working at any given time. Mondays, we are closed to the public, and we use that as maintenance days, you know, to really just get out and work in the gardens and kind of just clean and prep for a new week. Something that you may not realize about our holiday lights is that we actually begin installing that in July. So starting in July, it will be 100 degrees outside, but we will have our team from outdoor lighting perspectives, you know, getting on their harnesses and you know, climbing the trees to start, you know, wrapping each branch with the sparkling, you know, holiday lights. And they will work 5 days a week consistently from July through the middle of November. So that's something that you may not even realize it's taking place, you know, especially when you come out during Cheekwood harvest, you know, those first few weeks, it'll still be so warm and you're focusing on the harvest season, but we've already been working on holiday for a few months. So we're definitely always a few seasons ahead. Our tulips, the bulbs will be ordered and planted later this fall as well. So we'll have, you know, at one point we'll have our harvest festival going. We'll have our holiday lights being wrapped in the trees, and our gardeners will be out there planting 100,000 tulip bulbs, you know, burying them in the soil, letting them, you know, get ready for the spring season ahead. So definitely we're constantly working on multiple seasons at any given time. And we have a fantastic team at Cheekwood that, you know, it's a lot, but we come together and we make it happen.
Lots of hard work that goes behind the scenes into making all the magic happen, for sure.
You're right. And in fact, during our Cheekwood Harvest Festival, we offer on Sundays behind the scenes tours that themed with different topics. So definitely head to our website, cheekwood.org, on our Cheekwood Harvest page, and we will be posting, you know, those topics for different types of behind the scenes tours if you want to learn a little bit more about, you know, kind of how everything, you know, how everything happens at Cheekwood.
Well, you guys are doing such a great job and keeping all the Nashville natives and newcomers happy with lots of fun things to do. When you are not busy at Cheekwood, you and your husband, I know you guys like to travel, but can you share with some of your favorite things around Nashville that you like to do when you're not over at Cheekwood?
Sure. Well, we love to be outdoors, so we love to go walk the McCabe Greenway or, you know, Crockett Park. We're both Brentwood natives, so we love to, you know, head south and you know, just get outside and enjoy the many parks. We love Radnor Lake. I love that about Nashville, all the different parks. We also both love Franklin and have always loved, you know, the downtown Franklin scene, all the fun restaurants. Merity's Bread Basket. I love going there to get lunch and you know, just browse all the shops on the square, especially with the holidays coming up. That's one of my favorite places to be, you know, at Christmas time. Definitely the food scene. My husband is a big hot chicken fan. So when we're ready to brave the crowds, we'll visit Hattie B's and get some hot chicken and pimento mac and cheese. And even though it's a bit touristy, we absolutely love the hot chicken scene in Nashville. So yeah, we absolutely love it. We, you know, hope to raise a family here one day. And it's been exciting to see how much the city has grown, but it's great to see, you know, all these people coming here and all the new businesses and the developments. It's fantastic. Definitely been, you know, a challenge and also, you know, something fun at the same time for, you know, an old part of Nashville like Chicoid to keep up with the growth and, you know, reach all these new audiences and, you know, come up with new programming to reach, you know, new groups of people that, you know, are new to the city and maybe don't know of Chicoid, and also still, you know, cater for our families that have grown up coming to Chicoid, you know, their whole lives. So that's something always fun. It's fun to, you know, work for a Nashville nonprofit, you know, during this time when the city is booming so much.
Oh, sure. I'm sure it's a, like you say, a challenge of kind of keeping up with the city because it's growing so fast. There's so many people visiting all the time. And I've seen you guys kind of accommodate that on some of your special events, like the Holiday Lights, having ticketed events where you don't have, you know, 1,000 people all at the same time.
Right. We are definitely, our operations team has been mindful of planning our tickets, you know, and offering time tickets so that, you know, guests can have the best experience possible with parking and, you know, making sure you can access the property in a timely manner and have the best experience, you know, at any given time. So that's been, you know, both a challenge, but also really exciting to, you know, have that problem where you've got so many folks coming that you've got to kind of adapt and you know, change your processes to accommodate the large crowds. I know many other, you know, tourist attractions in town can probably, you know, attest to that as well.
Yeah, growing pains.
Definitely. I think everyone in the city is experiencing those right now.
Well, Caroline, thank you so much for being here with us today, just sharing about one of my favorite places, Chicoid, and all the exciting things coming up. Can you also let us know where to find you on what website, social media, if anyone's looking for more information on Chicoid?
Sure. All of our information is on our website at www.chicoid.org. And then you can also find us on social media. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And our Instagram and Twitter handles are at Chicoid. And then our Facebook handle is at Chicoid Nashville. So we post daily on those channels. We have a fantastic digital marketing coordinator who's constantly working to update those. So definitely give us a follow so that you can stay in the know with all of our different events and programs coming up. And definitely as the harvest season, you know, rolls around as well, we're just about a month out. So it's an exciting time. Definitely we'll be sharing some behind the scenes updates, you know, some videos of our pumpkin house going up and the mums, you know, being planted and all that fun stuff. So definitely be sure to follow along.
Absolutely. And I'm always sharing things too. So if when you're not over on Chicoid's page, you can hop to mine and chances are there'll be something about Chicoid on there too.
Fantastic.
And if any, well, thank you again, Caroline. And you know, you'll see me very soon.
Definitely. Thank you so much, Dawn. It's great to be on.
Thank you.
Very definitely. Soon. Thank you so much.